Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, Morgan. I was calling about, I see this ad and I'm trying to put all the information and it just don't let me do it.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code and your first and last name?
38358.
38358.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, and what was your first and last name?
Daksha Patel.
Yes, and one moment. Yes, could you spell your first name?
D-A-K-S-H-A.
I'm sorry, what was that?
D-A-K-S-H-A.
Yes, I got that as D as in dog, A as in apple, K as
Mm-hmm.
in king, H as in Harry, A as in apple.
K-S, S as in son.
And then H-A.
Yeah.
Yes, could it be under a different name or a different last name?
Patel, P-A-T-E-L.
Yes, but could it be under a different last name?
No.
And when was that charge made?
I'm sorry?
When was that charge made?
I tried to charge this advertise I saw on the Facebook for Walmart.
Yes, and do you have the last 4 digits of the card that was charged?
Yeah, I was wondering. I put all the information for my credit card and it just didn't let me finish it. It just kept coming back on my address. It's not right. And I was wondering, there should be no charge on my credit card.
Yes, and so you were trying to place an order?
Well, I don't know if I got you right or not, but this is the Facebook advertise you have for KitchenAid.
Yes, ma'am. So the number you're calling, we do represent for more than one company. However, with that zip code, I didn't see anything underneath that first and last name. So have you, like, placed an order for anything?
Well, it says that I win the KitchenAid thing for $2 and try to charge that on my card.
Yes, ma'am. So that is a sweepstakes. It's a contest entry. You said you already had a charge in your card. How much was the charge for?
$2.96, I think.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have the last 4 digits of the card that was charged?
I'm sorry?
Do you have the last 4 digits of the card that was charged?
Uh, 8300.
Yes, ma'am. So I don't see anything underneath that last 4 digits either. You would probably need to call your bank and ask them for a merchant number for that charge that you have.
Okay, so this is just contest, you're saying?
Yes, ma'am. That's usually going to be a contest. It's a raffle.
But it says you did it. You won the robot through. you will be directed to the visit to our distributor.
Yes, ma'am. So, again, that's a sweepstakes. It's a raffle.
But how do I get that raffle? I mean, it says that I win the raffle. It says,
yes, sir.
Congratulations, you are today's winner.
Yes, ma'am. You would have had to be enrolled in our app, ByteHub. But with that zip code and first and last name, I don't see any contest entries. So if you're saying you had a charge, you would have to contact your finance institution.
Okay, can you do the entry for me in there or no?
No, and we can't do the entries over the phone. You have to do them online.
Well, I'm trying to do it, and it's just not letting me do it.
Yes, and are you doing it from your phone or are you on like a computer?
My phone.
Sometimes if you're doing it from your phone, it can be a little finicky. You can try to do it from like a computer.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, and thanks for our customer support. You have a great day.